and good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you heard was something from Ott, a track off the new album called Room Inside the World. That was a track called Take Everything. And Ott are based out of Montreal and previously had a couple of releases out on Constellation Records. But this latest release was put out on Merge Records stateside. And I do believe it was put out on Royal Mountain Records in Canada. So I don't believe Constellation is going to be distributing this or anything like that. Anyways, you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff and recent stuff I've been checking out. Later on, we're going to have some kind of heavier stuff with some Dark Brood Arising, as well as the brand new Asleep album. But first, we're going to explore some stuff on the fantastic Constellation Records. I play this label quite often. So there's not much need for an intro. So we're going to hear the new Do Make Say Think album. It's called Stubborn Persistent Illusions. You're going to hear a track called War on Torpor is what it's called. Looks like it says Terror because it's handwritten on the back. But anyways, this is I think the first album that they put out in some like 7 years or something. But anyways, we're going to hear this one Do Make track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you a little bit more. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Do Make Say Think.
Thank you.
You're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and something from the Constellation Records was what you just heard. The latest release from Do Make Say Think. It's called Stubborn Persistent Illusions, and you heard a track off of it called War on Torpor. So we're going to hear some more stuff from Constellation Records, and you're going to hear something from the latest Godspeed You Black Emperor album. I played a few tracks from this, but not all of it. The recent Luciferian Towers is what you're going to hear. You can hear a track off of it called Anthem for No State. Or no, you're going to hear a track called... it's part three of a three-movement song, or piece, I should say. And you can hear part three of Anthem for No State. And Godspeed's coming to Vancouver very soon. They're going to be playing at the, I think, the Vogue Theater. And they're going to be playing on June 4th. It's a Monday. And they're going to be playing with an artist named Marissa Anderson. Definitely pick up tickets if you haven't yet. And they put on an amazing show if you obviously haven't seen them yet. Anyways, we're just going to hear this one track, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And, I forgot to mention, hopefully everyone's doing pretty good if you're studying for exams right now. And congrats to anyone that has completed their exams. But if you're looking for something to do over the summer, in between classes and whatnot, you could possibly get involved with CITR. Drop by the station or send us an email. Find out more on our website, citr.ca. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the latest from Constellation Records. This is something from Godspeed You Black Emperor. This track is called Anthem for No State.
newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Godspeed You Black Emperor's album that came out last year called Luciferian Towers. You heard a track called Anthem for No State Part 3. And that's a three-piece movement on this. And that was part three of it. There's technically, if you have the CD or the vinyl, there's the CD. There's only like four tracks on it, but it's broken up into three different movements on two of those tracks. And once again, Godspeed is going to be coming through Vancouver on June 4th at the Vogue Theater. So today, the brand new Sleep album has dropped, and that's some words that's a sentence I had never expected to say. I've been listening to Sleep since probably like 2006. And The Sciences is the name of the album, and it's their first release since, I guess, technically 2003. Sleep broke up shortly after their opus Dope Smoker album that what happened was they got a huge budget from London Records, and then they spent it something like $1 million recording this album. And then once they put it out, the people at London Records didn't want to put it out because they felt it wasn't gonna sell or anything like that, so they tried to get them to edit the album, and they tried to get them to like break it down into different tracks and change the mixing and stuff like that. So eventually they put out kind of a not fully formed version of the album. They broke it up into like 10-minute songs, and then wasn't quite the same as they intended. So I don't think the album did quite as good when it originally came out on London Records, and just kind of after that it just kind of deflated them. And I do believe they eventually broke up not too long after, but sometime in 2006, I think it was 2006, the TP Records had ended up reissuing this album, and it ended up getting a huge following online. And I think ostensibly they had a huge, outpouring of new fans because of this reissue. But anyways, they ended up reforming in 2009, and they've been touring pretty regularly. They've played Vancouver, I think, twice, or I've seen them twice. I caught them at Sled Island. But they've been playing a few new tracks recently, and I think they had a EP that came out a few years ago called The Clarity. But The Sciences marks their first full release, and I've listened to it quite a few times today, almost solid for the whole day. But anyways, I decided to play one of the longer tracks on the album. If you listen to the entire Dope Smoker album, it goes for about 65 minutes. And I have played excerpts of it on CITR a while ago. But anyways, I didn't play the full thing, I do believe. So anyways, I decided to play the longest track on the album. It's a 15-minute track. So we're going to hear this, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more from Sleep. The new album called The Sciences. This track is called Antarcticans Thawed.
Thank you. LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And oh man, that was a brand new Sleep album. It's called The Sciences. You heard the track called Antarcticans Thawed. And we'll probably be hearing more from them in the next coming weeks. And I'm almost certain that will be in my top 10 album list at the end of the year. And definitely pick up the vinyl version if you have the chance. You are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to hear some more loud metal music for the next little bit. You're going to hear something from a group called Dark Buddha Rising, and they're a Finnish metal group who makes some really heavy, kind of doomy sludge, I guess somewhat in the vein of Sleep. They recently just played the Roadburn Festival, along with many other fantastic artists. Roadburn Festival is really... really great festival, I should say. But they play a lot of loud, experimental, and really dark, kind of dark music. But definitely check out lineup if you can. But anyways, you can hear something from the latest Dark Buddha Rising album. It's called Two, and this track is simply called Mahathgada Two. Is what you can hear. Well, I guess side two of the album. And this is put out on the Neurot record label, which is the label run by Neurosis. So we'll hear this track and then I'll get back to you and close off the show. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Dark Buddha Rising.
Thank you.
And that was Dark Buddha Rising with a track called Mahathgata 2. And that was off the album called 2 out on Neurot Records. And this was just released today. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock, and keep it locked in CHR for more great programming. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And don't forget to check out our website, CITR.ca, for podcasts and playlists. So I'm going to leave you this evening with some electronic music. I'm going to change it up from what you've been hearing. And you're going to hear something from Delroy Edwards. He's a producer that's putting out a new album in a few weeks. I think it's first release since 2013. But his new album is going to be out on the Fantastic Lies record label, the label run by Ron Morelli. The new album is called Aftershock, and you can hear a track off of it called DEFCON 5. And this is going to be coming out, I think it actually came out this week. They probably got a vinyl version, but I'm not sure if it's on their Bandcamp yet. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Delroy Edwards. This track is called DEFCON 5.
$5, Bob. You're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not